Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 245 of Her, the podcast where you're going to hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her face. What? Her face? Yeah, you're going to love this show. Before we begin, just know that the episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, just hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Okie dokie, now here's your first official reminder to click on the iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. Why? Because I love hearing from you. Your feedback is golden. Nope, it's platinum. It's the best. So this is your first reminder. I'll be reminding you a little bit later on as well. All right, it's time for her. So you're sitting around in lockdown, right? Sheltering in place. And you're saying to yourself, I feel rotten and I'm not getting enough exercise. And if I have one more bag of chips, I'm going to put a gun in my head. This is all crazy. And then you look at yourself in the mirror and you scream. You go, oh my gosh, I just let all my self-care go right into, oh my gosh, a rabbit hole. And you look at your skin and you look at the way you're feeling and, you know, and it's all bad. So let's talk about skin for a minute. When I think about skin, I think about my esthetician who is numero uno in my universe. Her name is Caroline Parker, and she is one of the top estheticians at the Equinox Fitness Clubs. And so when I go work out and do whatever, Caroline is always there for me. She works magic. I think that there is magic involved. I don't even think you could buy this as a, you know, a potion or slather it on your face. There's magic. I know that. So I asked Caroline, since I can't see her, if she could just walk us through the best way to A, take care of yourself if you're not really running around getting all the little fitness and exercise we should be getting. And maybe our nutrition kind of did a little slipperoo there too. And at the same time, maybe a little bit of pampering, a little cost-effective pampering to be able to make us feel better so that when we do come out of this craziness and we're able to, you know, go into a building and pick up that exercise again and go out and play a little bit more, we'll feel so much better. So everyone out there in the Her podcast land, here comes Caroline Parker. Caroline, welcome to the Her podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and share a few tips with you all. There's a few things that are key, and I've gotten a lot of calls, you know, since we're not able to go into the treatment rooms with people that are having breakout or people that are eating things they shouldn't and don't normally have breakout. That's probably the number one thing I'm seeing right now because of all the fatty foods and not being able to get into a treatment room.
Wait a minute. Let's just break this down, okay? Speaking of breakout, let's just break this down. So you're telling me that one of the consequences of eating all that junk and not really getting, maybe having funky sleep too, and not getting enough exercise is that you're seeing women, what, of all ages have a breakout thing?
Correct.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So what's your go-to remedy for this when you know that we can't really get a lot of products right now? I know for a fact that, you know, certain products are just not considered essential by Amazon. So, you know, we're having like 1 month, you know, deliveries instead of that overnight stuff and whatever. So let's go through some real simple ways like a do-it-yourself facial and all of that. Let's start right on in.
Well, what I suggest is the at-home care is good. You have to have the products for that home care. So even if you can't get it on Amazon, you can look into getting something delivered from skincare companies directly to your home. It might not be through Amazon, but you could get it in a different way. So you want to have basic products. You want to have a cleanser, a toner, a moisturizer, and a serum. If you're having breakout, you want to add some sort of a acid to that regimen, and you can get that through your products. How do you get those products? How do you know which products to get? If you have a regular esthetician, like Pam would text me or call me or might even call my company or a upper management of the company and request that somebody return their phone call to try and have an assessment of some sort. Once you get an assessment of what you might need, I even have some of my clients who have FaceTimed me and said, what do I do about this? So I'm always glad to say, okay, this is what I would order. This is where you can order it. And to have somebody established like that is great. But if you don't, there's definitely places that you can call and say, can you have somebody call me about this? I would start with the person that you see or the company that they work for.
Well, there's also one other thing, Caroline. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people right. are just kind of, you know, always a do-it-yourself kind of thing. So if all they correct. Have is a grocery store and a pharmacy available in the near future, you know, what type of products? You don't even have to mention a brand if you don't want to, but if you do, sure. you know, sure. rock on. But just what kind of products do you need?
You're going to want to get something for oily skin. Even if you think you don't have oily skin, you're going to want to get something for oily skin. And what you're going to do is you have to have a balance of taking that bad oil out and putting good moisture in, which is taking oil out and putting water in. So the way you're going to do that and why people think they're so dry all the time, you get a very middle-of-the-road moisturizer, something for very oily skin. And you go home and you get hot towels and you put them in the microwave for 3 minutes. And then you make sure they're not too hot. And then you're going to put those over your moisturizers. That's going to help the moisturizer penetrate in the skin. And it's going to give you more actual water. And that's what we need for success to help treat the breakout in the meantime. A clay mask of any kind, really something for detoxing is going to be good during this time as well. But something for oily skin, for cleanser, toner, and moisturizer.
And then now, is this specific for the breakouts?
This is specific for breakouts. This is specific for detox. So, and it's specific for taking out bad oil and replacing it with good moisture.
Aha. Uh-huh. Because normally, okay, I don't typically get things for oily skin because I don't really have oily skin. I have probably normal to dry, or I have like that T-zone thing, you know, where correct. your forehead and all the way down to your, you know, your nose and stuff. But what if I'm not having breakouts? How would I take care of myself then? What if I'm just trying to, you know, keep up with my normal facial care?
You just want if you're a normal skin, you're going to want to get a regular cleanser, toner, moisturizer for normal skin. You're still going to want to add in the hot towels because I don't care who you are. You need more water. You need more moisture in your face. So adding that, you'll see a plumpness. You'll see it just the skin looks better. It feels better when you've added that additional moisturizing treatment in, which is just putting your moisturizer on your face and hot towels in the microwave for 3 minutes, place them on the face, make sure they're not too hot, test them on your arm before you put them on. And if you sit those on there for about 15 minutes, you'll see a huge difference in the way that your skin looks.
Whoa. Okay, so the hot towel thing, I know for a natural fact, feels so good. It just feels fantastic. And so now, how do you actually cleanse your skin? What about facial scrubs? How do you do all that?
So what I like to do is I like to use my hands. They have things like Foreo, ultrasonic skin scrubbers. You know, right now that's not really necessary. You don't have to have that. If you get a nice scrub, like you mentioned, the scrub is going to exfoliate you. They also have little peels that you can do at home, which are really nice right now. You know, I'm not going to mention any name brands, but You can get an at-home peel and use a scrub, and that's going to significantly help with dead skin because you're not going in for your regular facial. You're going to want to get that dead skin off. So peels, little at-home peels and scrubs are amazing. And you can just use your hands. You want to make sure that you're not pushing too hard when you're doing your scrub because they can be abrasive.
Now, so how often do you do this whole regimen with a scrub and a mask, say, for instance? Either one of those. Is a scrub like once a month? Is the mask every time you take a bath? Or you know, how's that work?
Well, right now for myself, and I'll use myself as an example because I'm not doing my hydrofacials regularly anymore. I'm not doing all my stuff. So what I'm doing is I'm doing a mask probably twice a week right now. I'm doing a scrub three times a week, which is more than my normal regimen would be, but I have to compensate for the lack of care I'm not getting, you know, in the treatment room. So the mask you could do to the, and if you feel like you need it every day because you're not getting enough results, you could do it every day until you get what you need. You can kind of gauge it by your results. If you're doing it once a week and you feel like it's working and you feel good, you look good, then that should be, you know, what you do. But if you say, you know what, this isn't quite what I want, try doing it again more frequently.
Do you have any secrets for, you know, I don't know how to say this. You know, it's sort of like in advertising and stuff, it's always so stupid. It's like for women of a certain age or for mature women. I mean, I don't ever accuse me of being mature because I'd rather be immature until the day I die. However, that being said, you know, for women, say, 50 and over where, you know, skin's going through a lot of changes and then eventually, correct me if I'm wrong, but it gets much drier.
You are correct. You absolutely, the more up in age you are, the drier the skin gets, the more medications you take, the drier the skin gets. So in that case, you could go with something that says anti-aging. You don't necessarily need something that is for oily skin. If you are above, I would say 65, if you're 65 or better, you do not need to get something with for oily skin because you have such a lack of oil in the skin to begin with. So if you have no breakout, if you're over 65, you're going to get products geared for anti-aging, and you're absolutely going to put a healthy amount of your moisturizer on and the hot towels over that.
Huh. All right. Very good. So, you know, the secret then is to really get a great moisturizer. I think some of the moisturizers are kind of heavy. How do you know how to be able to choose a moisturizer?
You really know by the, if you have dry and flaky skin, if you are feeling like a little tight after you wash your face, if you're feeling moisturized and you don't need something as heavy, the heavier moisturizers for anti-aging, I think are necessary to try and replace. And I like the heavier ones when you're using the hot towels over it, because then it pushes it in, but you get whatever it's in it, and then it becomes totally saturated. So that's kind of the goal with anti-aging if you have no breakout. If that's the case, though, you know, you want to get to choose something, you would want to choose a pharmaceutical grade product if you can get your hands on them. If you only have access to the grocery store, then you know, just get something for anti-aging. But if you have access to pharmaceutical grade products, that would be the route I would go.
Mm-hmm. And then talk to us about SPF. You know, I've heard a number of things about whether or not, you know, you should be putting on SPF, even if you're in the house most of the time, because of the effect of lights on the skin. Some women say, oh, that's rubbish. You know, I only put on SPF if I go outside. Other women say, I do SPF even when I'm indoors. So what say you, Caroline?
I say absolutely, 110% use SPF inside. I have clients with melasma, for example, who have called me up over the past month and said, my melasma is back. And I said, are you wearing your SPF? Are you putting on your discoloration defense? Are you, you know, putting on your antioxidants? What are you? Well, I don't have to use the SPF because I'm not going out. you absolutely have to use it. And that's why the melasma, that's why the discoloration has returned. So this really is important. And not only do I believe it because I've heard it, I believe it because I have clients who can attest to it. I can attest to it. I 110% wholeheartedly believe you need the SPF, even if you're indoors.
Huh. Okay. Now, a lot of women wonder, what's the best nighttime regimen? Like, what do you do for the nighttime that may be different than what you do during, like when you wake up in the morning and you're washing your face and getting ready for a busy day? What about a nighttime regimen? Anything in particular that kind of works?
It really depends on the details of the person and what they need. If you have something that you're looking to treat, if you have a goal for your skin, whatever that goal may be, whether it be retinol at night, which is good for evening out skin tone, it's good for a little bit of breakout, it's good for cell turnover, getting rid of dead skin, that would be an at-night regimen. Also, you have your resveratrol, which is a nice antioxidant found in wine. And we put that on our skin. I use that at night. That's my go-to. And I wake up looking like I've had a facial because it has a little vitamin E. But that's also something for somebody who has in the middle of the road skin. If you have oily skin and you're breaking out, you want to do something to combat that at night. So you're really going to be doing an all-night treatment at night. So if you look at your nighttime regimen, like I have a nighttime regimen that needs to suit the needs of my skin, and it's going to be an all-night treatment. I think that's the best approach because when you wake up, you're ahead of the game.
Ah, I love it. I love it. Talk to me about eyes. It took me forever to find an eye, as it were, treatment or cream that wouldn't irritate my eyes and wouldn't irritate my skin around there because the skin is so thin around eyes in general. But I have found that made a huge difference. What do you recommend?
I also have the same sensitivity, and I would say about 70% of my clients have the same sensitivity under the eye. You really need to try something before you commit to using it. But I found very specific brands that I like in particular. One is the AGE under eye. That does not disturb my under eye. However, my trick with that is I like the AGE interrupter, and I use that, which is a much larger jar. And it is my little trick because the tiny jar is about the same price, but it goes probably 6 times longer to buy the regular jar at the same price. And I just dab a little bit of that. It's a treatment moisturizer. It is not an under eye cream, but I find that does not upset or disturb or burn under my eyes. But it also gives that nice puffs out any kind of little wrinkles or fine lines that you may have. And Triple Lipid Restore, I also like for the same thing.
Now you're talking about a bunch of names that are made by SkinCeuticals, right?
Correct. You are correct.
Okay. So SkinCeuticals is the name of the brand for the AGE, for the under eye, et cetera. So that seems to be a real go-to brand for you, which I think is marvelous. It's also another brand that you like for toners too. I think
it is.
Yeah. Weren't we talking about lather?
Yes. I also really like lather, and they have actually an awesome at-home peel you can do. It's called 10-Minute Brightening Mask, and it's definitely a game changer for acne. I'm glad that you brought up lather because the at-home peels are amazing for all skin types other than a thin skin. If you're elderly or if you're over 65, you may not want to do that. But anything younger than that who doesn't have a very thin skin, this is an amazing peel during this time to help get your skin back in shape.
What is the whole point of peels? A lot of women say, well, I don't know. I really haven't had them. Why should I even be concerned about something? By the way, everyone out there, lather is really cost effective. They're much, much less expensive than so much, you know, you could get. And you get them primarily, you know, online. And I'm hoping that they ship pretty quickly and whatever. But a lot of women, Caroline, don't really get it with peels. And why is that important?
The peels are important. They do a multitude of things. Number one, they're going to kill bacteria on the skin that creates infection, like little pimples, whether they're under the skin and you see these little tiny red dots, or they're you can see them and they're protruding and they're, you know, something that's very obvious. It's going to help treat those types. It's also going to exfoliate your skin. And it's going to do it in a more gentle way than a scrub would do it. It's not a physical exfoliation. It's a chemical exfoliation. But it is the only thing also that is going to help change and minimize the pore size. In addition to all that, it's going to help with even skin tone, which I think almost everybody struggles with. So we're covering a multitude of things. We're covering breakout. We're covering uneven skin tone. We're covering, you know, the exfoliation of the skin. So you're getting kind of all these things in one when you're doing the peel.
Excellent. That's fantastic. That really works well. And in addition to the peel, is there, a lot of women ask about wrinkle care. Now, you spoke to us about that with regard to the eyes, but what about around the mouth, which is where you can get a lot of that going on, and also the cheeks? What's your go-to to be able to help with that? Because as a woman ages, she begins to decrease the amount of collagen in her skin, and she could really see the changes that take place with regard to wrinkling. So let's go to the wrinkle place, Caroline.
Okay, well, the peel that we just mentioned before also helps to produce your own natural collagen and elastin. So the peel is going to also help with those areas for this specifically. That was actually an excellent question because it is one of the most frequently asked questions and because there are ways that you can help improve on those areas. The only time we're producing our natural collagen and elastin is if the skin is slightly injured. So we want to do something that's gentle enough that we're not in pain or having, you know, harsh results, but still is effective enough so that we can have results. So the chemical peel is really good for that as well. And what you want to do is you want to do the peel and then you want to put a really great antioxidant on after that. Your vitamin C's, for some SkinCeuticals, I really love the C and E Furilic. If you do not have oily skin, if you have oily skin, I like their C and F. If you have acne, I like their Age and Blemish Defense.
Huh. So you, and also tell us a little bit, some women sit back and go, oh God, you know, it's all I could do to get up in the morning, wash my face and slap on some moisturizer and call it a day. Now you're having us do toner and serum. So tell us what the importance of the toner is and then the serum.
Okay. Well, the importance of toner is, your regimen should be, you should cleanse your face first. Then you should spray your toner on second. The reason we do the cleanser first, all cleansers are alkaline. So you're going to cleanse, and they have to be alkaline to properly cleanse the face. So you want to cleanse the face, and once it's in this alkaline state, it takes an hour to resume its normal position on the pH scale. In that hour, bacteria can grow on the face. One divides into two, two into four, four into 16, so on and so forth, creating acne, blemish, breakout, or just plain unhealthy skin. So if you just simply spray your toner on, it just needs to touch the face. So it neutralizes that pH back to normal. That cuts that bacteria growth out. Now we're at the proper place to absorb your moisturizer, which puts us in a better position to be moisturized. So it does two things. It helps you better be moisturized, and it also helps cut a bacteria growth out. So that's the importance of your toner. And I don't think a lot of people know why we use the toner. However, if you keep your regimen, let's say you put your cleanser and your toner in your shower, and you put your toner in a spray bottle. We've now cut that time down. You wash your face real quick. You spray it three times. You pat it off. You put your serum, your moisturizer. You can cut down. That regimen doesn't have to take 15 minutes in the morning. It can be quick.
I love that. I've got a really cool question one of my listeners sent in. Very fun. She said, okay, ask her this. What gives you the glow after a facial? So, you know, many times I come out of a facial with you and I'm just glowing. I've got that look that says, I have had a facial. What is it? What happened to my skin? What was it in the facial that really causes that amazing kind of pinkish, alive glow?
Well, we are cleansing your face and we're doing it. We're doing things that you don't normally do at home. We're doing a double cleanse. Sometimes I'd even do three on you, Pam, depending on what we need. And one is sometimes even to put moisture back in the face. So I use at least 2 to 3 cleansers and I really get a nice clean face. Then we exfoliate that skin, giving us a brand new skin. And when I say exfoliate, sometimes it will be chemicals, sometimes it will be physical, and sometimes I do both together. So now we have this brand new skin. Now we're going to treat this brand new skin with tons of antioxidants. So we want to saturate it now and put steam on it. So we're pressing those antioxidants in as far as we can go. That's why the hot towels at home are nice over a moisturizer and a serum, or using a moisturizer and then a serum afterwards. That is kind of, we're trying to duplicate that, trying to get you that glow. And then when we put the moisturizer on, that's just the cherry on top. So people can definitely tell that you've had something done. Not only that, we do lymphatic drainage. So you can really rub these things in the face, really take some time out, make it luxurious, make it some me time that you really feel good. And those are all components that we use in the treatment room.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. At the rate we're going now with the lockdown, the rest of it, I'll see you next year. No, just kidding. Oh my gosh, it's kidding. Listen, I'm knock on wood. I think things hopefully will start rolling out pretty soon. But in the interim, I know that all of the Her podcast listeners have been taking copious notes as you've been helping us with some very straightforward and simple ways to do a little do-it-yourself facial at home and how to take care of yourself and feel better. Because honestly, we all need a reason to smile nowadays with all these challenges with COVID-19 and the changes in our life and our new normal. I just want to thank you, Caroline, for coming on board to the Her podcast. Just thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I was so excited to be on here with you and share my little tricks.
Okay, and I can't wait to see you either. And oh my gosh,
I miss
thank you,
too.
Seriously, thank you for sharing all your wit and wisdom about all things keeping a good face on during the COVID-19 era. All right, everyone out there, you heard Caroline Parker of the Equinox Health Clubs. So what I want you to do now, here comes your next reminder, take a minute and hit iTunes and rate and review the show, because we want to hear from you. No, I want to hear from you. Why? Because I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. All right, now, thanks for listening today, and please stay safe and stay well.